Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Chuck writes, last time we considered Paul's instructions in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4, and how his instructions were the keys to successful living. The first two were, successful people put God first, and successful people choose godly friends. Today I want to share more critical habits of successful people. Third, successful people are involved in a Bible-believing church. Again, Paul reminds us to set our minds on things above, not on things on earth. For the graduate going off to college for the first time, often the temptation is, well, I attend a campus ministry. Campus ministry is essential, but not a substitute for a good Bible-believing church. The gospel should incorporate people of all ages, ethnicities, languages, and nations. The church is a home base for the Christian. We are made for community. An essential habit of successful people is that they make every effort to be in a community with other like-minded individuals of faith. Fourth, successful people remain teachable. I am persuaded that as we seek the things that are above, we should let every person and situation in life be an opportunity to teach us heavenly lessons. Let every situation cause our roots to grow deeper. Recently, I encountered a person whose family member was dying. In the face of death, this individual said, I know God is sovereign in all things, even death. I thought such faith. Could I be so grace-filled if my loved one was at death's door? It was a teachable moment for me. I am reminded of a story a friend shared. He is a graduate of Duke with a PhD in theology. He said that an older man came into the library every day when he was working on his undergraduate work in the 1970s. He would watch the older man take books from the shelves and read them. One day he asked the man why he was studying so intently day after day. The man said, "That which is not growing dies." Fifth, successful people find godly mentors. For a young person, if your mentor is your peer, you will find only an echo chamber of raw voice. Seek godly mentors who are older with much real-world experience. I am in the central place in life. Some of my mentors are younger and help me stay relevant, and some of my mentors are older and they help me gain wisdom. One of the good things about being in the middle is that many of my peers are for the first time also becoming grand mentors because they have had life experiences that differ from mine. So the echo chamber of raw voices that we might have experienced in our youth has become a mature sounding board. We will continue to dive into these 10 habits of successful people next time on Devotional Reflection. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.